What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Toddcast. This is episode one of the Junk Wax Pod featuring myself and Coach Patrick Kelch. What's up, Patrick?
Todd, how are you, buddy? It's I'll be honest with you. I've been super excited since the kind of the preview episode we did last week. And I've thought multiple times this week about just opening cards as a young kid and the excitement it brought.
Yeah. I used to love the open basketball, baseball, football, even NHL cards. I mean, you always want to try to get the one player you knew, Wayne Gretzky.
That was the only hockey player I knew, and I only know like three more now.
Right. So first I want to give a quick shout out to junkwaxbox.com. That's where I've gotten my cards from. There you get a box every month for $30 of 9 packs. And it's anywhere from like, I think 1980 to 1999 are the dates, are the years. And every brand, I mean, you got Top Score, Pro Set for the football. You got Fleer Ultra, Top Stadium Club. I mean, it could be anything, Upper Deck. It could be anything you get in the box. But tonight, we're going to start off with a little football. This is 1990 Topps football. And the best card probably we can get is the Emmitt Smith rookie card. There's some Joe Montanas in here that can be valuable. Barry Sanders, there's Reggie White, Junior Seau rookie card.
I bet it's safe to say that there's no Bengals in 1990 that might be worth anything.
I can't think.
They made a Super Bowl in 88. So.
Yeah, but it quickly went downhill after that. I just hope there's no anabolic steroids that jump out of this pack when I open it up. Actually, this gum might have steroids on it. I don't know if you can see. There's a little.
Man, that looks like somebody's taking a bite out of it.
There's a little skid mark on there.
Oh, we got to eat it. That's right.
It's not that bad. It's like,
I want you to set a timer on your phone to see how long the flavor lasts.
Well, the flavor that you're speaking of is chalk. That's the flavor of this gum. Wow.
That might be Pepto-Bismol described as gum.
Hey, yeah, it kind of does taste like Pepto-Bismol. Sometimes you get these older packs of cards and they're like facing every which way. Like, how hard was it in 1990? To get a machine to sort your cards out the same way. Anyway,
look at how many cards are in that pack, dude.
So you get 15 picture cards and one stick of bubble gum. 1990 Topps. First card, pretty good one. 1,000-yard club, Sterling Sharp.
Oh, Shannon Sharp will tell you that Sterling Sharp is the best receiver not in the Hall of Fame.
I would even say that he's the better Sharp. I know, because listen, Shannon played tight end. If Sterling Sharp would have played tight end when Shannon Sharp played tight end, he would have done the same thing Shannon Sharp did. Sterling Sharp was a great receiver.
Man, caught a lot of touchdowns, man.
Yeah. So here's his numbers from that 1,000-yard season. Let's see who he had the most yards against. He had 169 on 8 receptions against the Bucks.
The Bucks were going through a tough time then too.
Yeah. 10 catches for 157 against the Vikings. 8 catches for 164 against the Rams. He beat up on some bad NFC teams. Maybe I need to take back what I said.
Who? In 1990, so you're looking at.
So this was the 89 season.
He had was Favre the quarterback yet? No.
He had 1,423 yards that season. Hell of a season.
And 900 of them against the weak division.
Yeah. Wide receiver, Chargers, Jamie Holland.
Never heard of him.
Want to guess what college?
Jamie Holland probably attended, sounds to me like a Minnesota.
No. The Ohio State Buckeyes.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the Buckeyes, so that's probably why I don't know Jamie Holland.
They trademarked the word "the."
I don't know. If I saw that.
Tackle. I don't know. It could have been the Phoenix Cardinals then, if I think it was. Lewis Sharp?
I don't think he's any relation to Shannon or Sterling.
He's a Cuban-born football player. Interesting.
I would like to go on record and make a proposal that offensive linemen don't get their own baseball or football card.
Yeah, you got to be Anthony Munoz to get on the card. Tight end, Broncos, Orson Mobley. This is a pack of hot garbage here, PK.
Hey, good thing we started off with a 1,000-yard Sterling Sharp card.
Hunter, Phoenix Cardinal, Rich Camarillo.
I have heard of Rich Camarillo, but also want to second that punters should not have their own football card.
Hey, this punter was probably ahead of his game on not doing the one bar. Like, back then, I felt like every punter had the one bar like Lee Johnson. Wide receiver, Dolphins, Andre Brown.
I have heard of Andre Brown.
Yeah, he caught Andre's longest reception, 89, was a Hail Mary 48-yard TD catch on the last play of the first half at Dallas.
So his longest catch was 48 yards. He must have been a guy that went over the middle a lot.
He was a guy that had the benefit of having one of the best throwers ever throwing to him, I'm sure. Guard, Packers, Rich Moran. Look at that stud. I'm sure – I feel like this guy probably knows the Golics. He probably has the Golics, like, on Facebook.
I have nothing to say about Rich.
Ernie Jones, Cardinals receiver. Man, I don't know any of these people.
Listen, are we getting only – is this a Cardinals pack?
He had 838 yards in 89 for the Cardinals. That's not bad.
Ernie Jones. I mean, it seems like every player is a Cardinal.
Dude, another Cardinal here. Safety, Tim McDonald.
I think Tim McDonald may have went on later on to play for the 49ers and win a Super Bowl.
Interesting. He USC Trojan from Fresno Cal.
And if he didn't, it sounded good.
Let's see. Safety, Buccaneers, Harry Hamilton.
Harry who?
Harry Hamilton.
Man, we might get the pack with the worst five teams in the NFL that year.
I feel like I know a Harry Hamilton from Berlin.
I know a Harry Boner.
Here's a 1990 draft pick, Mark Spindler for the Lions. Pitt Panthers, defensive tackle.
I don't think he had a Hall of Fame career.
Running back, Browns, Tim Manoa.
Yeah. Is this an XFL pack?
USFL.
The USFL?
Mills makes a stand. Got a special card.
Well, wasn't winning a Super Bowl in the 90s. Mills
makes a stand. New Orleans Saints. Who do you think? New Orleans Saints team leader in rushing was?
In 1990?
The 89 team leader.
I can't tell you one player for the Saints in the entire decade.
Dalton Hilliard.
Oh, I have heard of Dalton Hilliard.
Here we go. Outside linebacker, Cincinnati Bengals, Leon White.
I'd say that's the only reason I've heard of him is because he's a Bengal.
Did not know Leon White was – Brigham Young University out there with Mormons getting all.
I didn't know that either.
Tight end, Browns, Ozzie Newsome.
Ozzie Newsome was a Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame GM, too.
Man. Great player. From Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Once again, it seems like that tight end position was.
Our last card. Is an outside linebacker from the Patriots, Andre Tippett.
I have heard of Andre Tippett.
Yeah.
But just one of these days.
That was a pack of hot garbage. I mean, Sterling Sharp was the best card we had.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to Google something while we're online here. I'm going to look up the 1989 NFL standings.
Okay. Let's see where the Cardinals were. Yes.
I'm just telling you right now, I think that pack right there, the Cardinals finished 5-11, but they were four games better than a 1-15 Cowboys.
Wow.
We also got a lot of Bucks. They were 5-11 as well.
We had a few Bucks too.
Yeah.
That has to be the worst pack you can possibly get in the 1990 Topps football set.
Patriots were 5-11. Maybe they went through and said, we'll just pick all cards from the 5-11.
Ain't that awful.
I will say this. The Bengals was last in the 89 AFC Central, but they had an 8-8 record.
Wow. Right on.
Well, hopefully this next pack.
8-8, I call that Steve Fisher. Or no, Dan, what is it? Which was the coach for the Titans that went 8-8 every year?
It's not Dan Fisher. He's the athletic director of the Bracken County Polar Bears.
Yeah. Who am I talking about?
Steve Fisher. No, okay. He's the basketball coach.
He's
the
basketball coach.
That's Coach Fisher. You know Coach Fisher.
Yeah. So we got 1993 Topps Baseball Series 1. These are cool cards. I do remember these.
1993 was when I was entering high school, so I might know a little bit of these.
Yeah. There is a Derek Jeter rookie card in this pack somewhere, maybe, hopefully.
Let's hope.
It's a draft pick card that we're looking for, Derek Jeter. First card, Angels. Looks like a pitcher, yeah. Mark Langston. He's a pretty good player. Red Sox, Mike Greenwell.
Greeny.
Another good one. Tigers, Lou Whitaker.
Sweet Lou. Hey, Lou made up a nice double play combination with Alan Trammell.
Yeah, I loved Alan Trammell. Willie Banks, Twins pitcher. Not Willie Mays, not Ernie Banks. Willie Banks. It sounds like a character on Major League. Athletics. Carney Lansford. This was back in the day when all the Athletics were doing their roids.
He was crafty too, but he was like 65, I think, in 93.
I feel like Carney Lansford was featured on that movie with Brad Pitt, Moneyball.
Moneyball.
I remember who played him. Here's a Met pitcher that later became a Red, Pete Shurik.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Pete Shurik was pretty good. Not for very long, but Pete Shurik. Orioles pitcher, Bob Mulacky.
I've heard of Bob Mulacky.
Name.
He used to pitch a lot of games that was malarkey.
Yeah. Mariners. Outfield, Henry Cotto.
I've heard of Henry Cotto.
Don't know much about Henry Cotto. He's from New York, New York. He played both basketball and baseball as a youngster. He signed a contract to play pro basketball in Puerto Rico.
This is my pitch to all you parents out there listening. Let your kid play multiple sports.
Hey, yeah. That's a great plug. Twins catcher, Lenny Webster.
Lenny Webster was a Red at one time as well, I believe.
Here we got our gold card. Mariners, Mike Schuler. Not familiar. I don't know why.
That's more like a copper card. Or a bronze.
Yeah, it's fool's gold.
Yeah.
Here's a Topps All-Star rookie Dodgers, Eric Karros.
Ooh.
Yeah, he had
high hopes. He was coming in with a lot of hype when he entered the league.
He won Rookie of the Year one time. oh my gosh, this might be one of the best second basemen of all time. Cubs. Ryan Sandberg.
Ryan Sandberg.
One of Harry Carey's favorite players, Ryan Sandberg. Giants, Kurt Manwaring. Throwing a mask off.
As Chris Berman would say, Kurt, what is that man wearing?
Oh my gosh, we are finishing strong, PK. Phillies, John Kruk is our second to last card. Krucky in his ninth season here. He's from Charleston, West Virginia. He was drafted by the Padres in 81.
Do you remember that All-Star game where Kruk faced Randy Johnson?
And turned his helmet backwards? Yeah. Randy Johnson, man, what a bad dude.
He killed a bird.
He did, man. I saw me and my dad went to a Reds game once, and we had really good seats, and this was toward the end of the Synergy Field era. And I saw Randy Johnson pitch a two-hit game, complete game, and lost. And I think he had 19 strikeouts in this game. He gave up a one-run, a solo shot to Demetri Young, and Ron Valone pitched a one-hit shutout.
I do remember tales of that. I wasn't in attendance.
I've never seen anything like what Randy Johnson was doing. I mean, it was scary at first. Me and my dad were pretty close behind home plate, and it was scary seeing him throw his heat.
That leads me to ask.
It looked like he was about to touch you with his hand.
Man was 6'10", boy. He was halfway to the plate before he delivered the ball.
So I don't know how we got this lucky, but our last card is the Seattle Mariners later. The Red. Ken Griffey Jr., the kid.
The great sweetest card. Swing in Major League Baseball history.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, he's the most talented player I've ever seen. MVP of the 92 All-Star Game. First father-son tandem in baseball history. Senior was the 80 All-Star Game MVP. But, I mean, one of my all-time favorite players. And at this time, if you would have pulled this card in 1993, OMG.
You would have been skipping home.
You're running through the house. I mean, you just got Ken Griffey Jr. in 1993 tops. You're about to turn on the Ken Griffey Jr. baseball and Super Nintendo. Great card.
That makes the pack worth it right there. It might make the box worth it.
That was a pretty good pack. You got Jr., you got Krucky, you got Kurt. What is that man wearing? Ryan Sandberg. Eric Karros. I don't know. The only thing that spoiled this pack is that Mike Schuller got the gold card.
Yeah, the iron pyrite or the fool's gold.
Arnie Lansford, not a bad card. Lou Whitaker, Mike Greenwell. I mean, pretty good pack there. I'd have been happy.
At least I've heard of that pack.
I think I'd like to know what Steve Martin would rate that pack. I'd say that's pretty highly rated by Steve.
On a scale of, you know, 1 to 5, with 5 being the best, I can see Steve giving it a 4.2.
That's fair. All right.
Discussion before you open this next pack about Randy Johnson and Ron Valone, if you're attending a Major League Baseball game, would you rather attend a pitcher's duel or a home run fest?
I mean, I prefer a home run fest, honestly. I mean, if I'm going to the park, I want to – especially now with kids, like if I take my 6-year-old, 4-year-old to a baseball game and it's a pitcher's duel, oh my Lord, it's not going to be pretty for us. If there's home runs, there's fireworks, people are dancing, some music's being played. That's why I want to see at the ballpark now. But as in my 20s, when I was going to games with my friends, I'm craving that pitcher's duel. Here's my question. I talked about this with someone earlier today. if you are watching a Reds game at Great American or back in the day Riverfront, and the opposing pitcher has a no-hitter going in the ninth inning, are you cheering for that opposing pitcher to get a no-hitter, or are you cheering for the Reds to break up that no-hitter?
I think a lot of that answer depends on what part of the season it's in, if it's postseason, middle of the season. But I like witnessing history.
I do too.
And no-hitters don't come around every day. So if it's not postseason or a clinching or game, whatever like that, I'm probably rooting for the pitcher to throw a no-hitter. If the Reds ain't got a hit in eight innings, I don't want them to get a hit in the ninth.
Here's my answer. Any pitcher I'm rooting for to get a no-hitter, unless that pitcher's name is Curt Schilling. And then please break up his no-hitter with a line drive to the dome.
What about a line drive to the bloody sock?
Yeah. What a fraud. What a fraud.
There are conspiracies that said that was fake.
I mean, okay, I'm not going to get into Curt Schilling and fake stuff. But
my feelings about Curt Schilling are similar.
Okay. 91-92 Fleer basketball. There are 14 cards in here. New update series is this pack with Dikembe Mutombo and Dominique Wilkins limited edition subsets. I mean, if you get a Michael Jordan card in here, you're doing really well. There's like six Michael Jordan cards that are pretty valuable in here. There's the regular Michael Jordan card. There's a All-Star Game MVP. There's an MVP. There's a league leader. Yeah. Let's open up. I loved these cards. This was
probably, speaking of, did you see where Jordan's going to be on the cover of 2K. NBA 2K?
That's pretty cool, ain't it?
He's going to be the first player with 100 rating.
No gum in here. I thought this had gum. I guess not. 91.
Do you still have the gum for the first pack?
That disintegrated. I didn't even digest that. I don't know what happened to it. Honestly, it just disappeared in my mouth.
It's chalk.
All right. So we're starting off with a Golden State Warrior. Back then, you didn't want to be a Golden State Warrior. But this is a pretty good one. Guard Mario Elie.
Oh. So
with basketball, we're going to play this game. What college did they go to? So Mario Elie. He's from New York, New York. Do you know what college?
St. John's.
American International. He was drafted in the seventh round in 85.
I was going to say, that's another thing that's changed. You only get two rounds now.
Yeah. Forward, Terry Cartlidge.
Terry, where did he play at in that?
Anthony Davis's dad, Terry Cartlidge. It's actually Catledge. All right, Terry Catledge. He's from Houston, Missouri.
Actually played at somewhere in Alabama. He
you're on to something here.
He didn't play at Alabama, did he?
Pick 21, huh?
He didn't play at Alabama, did he?
No.
Oh.
Salabama.
Ah, South Alabama.
Yeah. And it also says his junior college on here. I'm going to butcher this name. Itawamba Junior College. First round pick number 21 for Philly in 85. Terry Catledge. Forward, Indiana Pacers, Ken Williams.
I feel like there's been 25 Ken Williamses.
Yeah, there probably has. Let's see. He was drafted in 90. He's a youngster here. You're not. I mean, there's no way. The college, Elizabeth City College.
Didn't even know that was existed.
I think he faked his resume, is what I think. Here is the coach of the Sacramento Kings.
You mean to tell me coaches have cards?
Rex Hughes. Who wouldn't want a Rex Hughes coach card?
I have no idea where he attended college.
It doesn't say. He did coach at Nebraska and USC, Kent State. He assisted Jerry Tarkanian at UNLV.
Was he with the good UNLV teams?
Yeah, he was there in 19. Oh, wait, no. No, he wasn't. I mean, I guess they were pretty good in 86, right? Sure they were.
They were really good in like 88, 89, 90 range.
Guard, Los Angeles Clippers, Glenn Doc Rivers. Oh, you know.
I'm not even, Glenn Doc Rivers.
My gosh, you got to get this. You got to get this.
I don't think I know. I would say Michigan.
That's close, I guess. Marquette. Starts with an M.
I wouldn't have known that.
Okay. Tate George, guard. New Jersey Nets.
Connecticut.
That's right. Craig Elo.
Arizona.
Bears. Washington State.
Oh! Daggone it up.
Wrong white guy. You had Steve Kerr.
Oh, okay.
Luke Longley, center. T-Wolves.
Australia.
New Mexico, buddy.
He's a Lobo. I knew that, but he's from Australia.
Here's a high flyer back in the day. Guard Robert Pack. He would yell at only 6'2".
I don't know where he went to college.
He was a USC Trojan, buddy.
I remember when he was a Denver Nugget.
Forward, New York Knicks, Brian Quinette.
That sounds like he went to Quinnipiac or Dartmouth.
Washington State, the Wazoo. There you go, buddy. It's your lucky day, Patrick. 91-92, team leader, forward, Boston Celtics, Larry, the legend, Bird.
That's Indiana State University.
That's a good card right there. Center, Utah Jazz, big dude.
Mark Eaton. I remember when
Rex Chapman tried to dunk on him.
No, I thought Jordan dunked on him, and he dunked on Mel Turpin and said, "Was he big enough?" Too.
Yeah, but Rex Chapman tried to dunk on Eaton, and Eaton stuffed him and kept the ball.
Where's he from?
He is. UCLA. Didn't know that. 91-92, team leader, Detroit Pistons guard, Joe Dumars.
He went to a smaller college, but I don't remember.
McNeese State.
Is it?
Yep, McNeese State. And the last card of the 91-92 leader is team leader, Houston Rockets, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. And you know where he went.
What?
You know where he went to college, right?
He was Houston.
Yeah, he was a Coug.
Was he with Clyde?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ty Slamma Jamma.
Hey, so look, these three team leaders right here, that's worth the whole box.
I can tell. I know.
Dumars, the Dream.
And you got the kid in the baseball pack? NFL let us down tonight.
NFL was pretty pathetic tonight. I'm like 1990. I don't know how you open that pack in 1990 and think, wow, I really got my money here. I've spent 35 cents on this pack. Doesn't say the price.
Gum was worth 35 cents.
The gum was worth more than any of the players.
And
the
because gum, it disintegrated.
The gum's flavor lasted longer than the value of each one of those cards. Hey, so shout out again, junkwaxbox.com. Shout out Junk Wax Sal on TikTok. Follow him. He opens packs, and then he'll like put what cards he thinks deserves to go on his stand. He does several packs each night, especially on the weekends. You can catch him on TikTok opening packs. Want to give a quick shout out to my main man, PK. Thanks for joining me on the Junk Wax Pod on the Toddcast. I got a couple interviews, not gonna give them away, but by the end of the week, we're going to have one or two more Toddcast episodes. Look out for those. And next week, we will have 91 series pro set football. We will have 91-92 Skybox basketball.
Skybox.
Skybox were pretty cool cards. And then we will have 1993 baseball score.
Score.
Man,
I don't know how you do it because I wouldn't be able to look at those packs all week long and not want to open them.
Well, after that 90 Topps football, I think I can wait another week to open three packs. That was horrendous. But I can't complain. I got the Dream, I got Bird, I got Joe D, and I got Junior. All in all, pretty good night. Football really let us down, but it is what it is. We'll make it up with the pro set. Always like the pro set cards.
Well, the good thing about next week's football pack is it can only go up.
Yeah. Fact. There's no way it can go down. Maybe we'll win a trip to the Pro Bowl.
Is that still an option?
I think we can win a trip to the Pro. Yeah, win a trip to the Pro Bowl and NFL memorabilia. All right, so that concludes episode one of the Junk Wax Pod. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for tuning in on YouTube. If you're doing that, catch the Toddcast and the Junk Wax Pod on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I have been your host, Todd Kelch, and with PK, signing off. See you guys.